Happy Hanukkah!
Happy Hanukkah. From the greatest anarchist corporation there is.
And ever shall be. I'm Matt.
I'm Riley. And we bring it to the table.
And the table tonight had jackfruit barbecue.
Delicious sandwiches.
Yep. Pulled pork style, kind of, but all vegetarian.
So delicious, though.
Yeah, it was really good. It was a nice little holiday treat for us as right before we came on board here.
Good meal, food.
Yep. Yep, now we're washing it down with a little beastly honey porter Hopworks.
Some delicious syrupy porter beers.
Yep. Kind of just washing that jackfruit sandwich down. Nice little treat. And we also have some space food and some cacao. Because Riley was, like, this is 70% cacao. This has got cacao in it.
Cool.
Riley's found out that cacao is very helpful in kind of helping him walk.
Releasing stem cells.
Yep.
In your body naturally.
Yeah, it's the cacao is a superfood.
I don't know if we'll be able to do it though, because I need 4 consecutive days. Activated.
4 consecutive. Well, that's just like I said. What we do is we just get a bag of cacao powder.
Yeah.
And you just put cacao in little capsules. And you just take capsules like you would a vitamin.
Oh.
And you do that like, I don't know, like however many times a day you feel like you feel would be necessary to activate that through that day. 4-day period or whatever it is. Is that what you said?
Yeah, probably just make it the daily regimen.
Oh, yeah, totally. Just like you do your other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like that. And, yeah, I mean, I think that it's going to, I mean,
it could heal me.
It really could be a cheap, effective way of healing.
Yeah.
If you just were consistent with it, like you do your shakes and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And where can I buy cacao?
Oh, you can buy it at any organic section, like in a supermarket.
Oh.
It got pretty much there. They got bags of it. Yeah, I'll get you one, man. And I'll get you capsules, too.
All right.
We'll see. We'll see, like, if we notice any difference, you know? I just say, I mean, keep doing it indefinitely. Don't just do it for 4 days.
Yeah. I just assume take one a day and...
Well, I think you want to take more than that. I think you'd want to take maybe like 3 a day or something.
Oh,
3
wow.
Capsules a day, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I don't really know, dude. I mean, I'm just saying, like, take as much in as you can.
Yeah.
I mean...
But I only want to take enough to be effective.
Yeah, and then see, that's the thing, is the ratio is what we really don't know.
Yeah.
It was like, what is the proper ratio? I mean, that would, you could ask the opinion of a doctor or, you know, somebody that has some kind of knowledge of the body and anatomy and stuff, but I mean, do they really even know? Because all this cacao stuff is very, you know, it's very new. You know, knowledge about it and stuff. I mean, it's a trending kind of thing, trending kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, really don't know a lot about it. You know, people used to think, agave syrup is, that's the best way to have sugar or something, you know, and that was proven to be bad, you know, or something. Like, it's not good for you, you know, just, you really don't know. I mean, I think cacao is good, though. I think that if it's grown in areas and places where, you know, it's, like, not tainted with or, like, you know, where there's it's exposed to chemicals or something somehow. You know, just toxic conditions. I think it could be a superfood and could help you. And I think you should try it.
I am down to try it.
Cool. Let's do it.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I don't know what that was. That could have been paranormal.
Neighbor. Man, this place is like a matchbox.
Yep.
It's so thin.
Yep. Unfortunately, yeah. Well, that's really, when we think about the idea of apartment complexes, neighborhoods, we're really living in chicken coops is what we are.
Yeah. And
what's that?
This is what I always remember for starting out studio.
Uh-huh.
Right here.
Yep.
This is not ideal, but it's getting us going.
Yep. Yeah.
Well,
we're doing our best to overcome under the circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that it's a pretty good start. We have a couple hundred episodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know the exact number.
Yeah, it's around that though. Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh. We've been working, dude.
Uh-huh.
Getting things done, staying consistent, you know.
Staying consistent for sure.
Yep.
And I think you need that.
Got to be consistent. Yeah, we live in an inconsistent reality and an inconsistent society and culture. I feel like people are scatterbrained. They're all over the place, kind of, I feel like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can't stay focused on one thing for too long.
Yeah, but as I guess, leader, maybe?
Sure, yeah. I think I see where you're going with this, yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, I think a leader has to exhibit a consistency for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I think, and that's why we're trying to be leaders. We're trying to be real leaders. You know, the beast will tell you that the people that matter are the people that are already bought and paid for because they're bitches.
They're so earthly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
And really, that terminology means nothing to those kind of people because they're just lost.
Yeah, just seeking self-glorification of oneself or affirmation of one's worth in society it's an insecurity though.
I keep seeing I'm doing Facebook dating.
Yeah.
And these girls will post off like, I'm just trying to love myself. And everything I do and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's just crap.
Well, it's humanism is what it is. Anybody who's trying to love themselves is a humanist. For one, they're not
Or they can write their paragraph about themselves.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
It is. It's a very narcissistic society and culture, you know? I don't know what to say, man. It's a lover of pleasure. Lover of pleasure and self rather than lovers of neighbors and God, dude.
Yeah. Like,
it's really just what it is. Oh, there it is. That's just the title right there. Podcast title.
Remember that.
Oh, it's a possibility. It's a possibility. We'll see what else comes. I'm thirsty for more. But yeah, we don't want to get caught up too much in that. We're trying to enjoy the holiday times here.
Hanukkah.
Yeah.
A week-long celebration.
Yeah, I wonder what Hamas is doing right now during Hanukkah. If I was Hamas, dude, like, I'd be coming against Israel even harder right now. You know what I mean? Like, if I was the enemy, like, oh, it's Hanukkah. We need to come against harder, you know what I mean? Like, ruin their celebration. But no, the thing is, there's a lesson to be learned that we need to teach the people here about Hanukkah. It's like, God did a miracle, supposedly. He did a miracle in that he allowed the oil to be preserved. A little bit of oil lasted enough time to make new oil. It was a miracle. Because they were all caught up. Israel was all caught up in the revolution. The anarchist revolution overthrow. And it was so awesome that even Alexander the Great himself, the ruler of Greece, who's obviously everybody knows Alexander the Great, even like paid homage to the people, Judaism, you know, like the Jews and stuff. So, like, I think that's pretty cool. You know, it's like this story of a miracle that supposedly occurred with the oil being preserved for enough time to make more, to refill, you know, the menorah. So it's like, but we look at that and we're like, oh, that's really, you know, what we need to think of is that, like, oh, there is a God. Like, miracles do exist. They happen, you know, and, you know, we need to have faith to believe in that kind of possibilities, I feel like. And that's why we reflect and we observe Hanukkah, I think, more or less, is to pay homage to what God did and believe that even in the face of adversity or things that don't...
I just don't know how... truthful Judaism really is, because they don't acknowledge Jesus Christ.
But it's not like that. That's just their belief on Jesus. I mean, the holidays and stuff is just really has to do with God. God's like protection. God's things that God did. You know, like, you look at Hanukkah, that's like God supernaturally preserving the, preserving the oil, you know. It's like, then you have, like, Passover. Passover was when God told the people to, put the lamb's blood on the threshold of the doors, you know, so that when the death angel came, it wouldn't kill.
Pass by.
It would pass by. Yeah, I mean, Pentecost, Shavuot, is another one where, like, right after Jesus, what's that?
Jewish names are funny.
Some of them kind of are, yeah. But after Jesus was crucified, they celebrated, the holiday of Shavuot, and that's when a bunch of people were like, the Holy Spirit came down with tongues of fire in Acts, in the book of Acts, the story that was talked about in the book of Acts, and there was all these people converted and stuff to, like, Judaism and or to Christianity that were Jews. And so, like, all these things, there's, like, stories behind all these holiday times. And so I just feel like when you observe them, it's kind of like an act of faith, I feel like, when you observe them. Because you're, like, saying, hey, like, Lord, I am observing this time.
Yeah.
You know, and in expectation that, in an act of faith, so to speak, that, like, I'm going to connect with you.
Yeah.
And it's really, like, to me...
Further.
Yeah, yeah, get closer connected, yeah. Yeah, but it's really, to me, like a paranormal investigator, kind of. I feel like. And it, what does a paranormal investigator do when he goes to a haunted place? You know, he's, like, going to the haunted place because he's, like, trying to capture something on camera that proves that this place is haunted. You know what I mean? It's, like, his intention. He's, like, stepping out in faith to believe that. It's the same thing in the holidays, you know, that, like, we're observing this in hopes that, like, we're going to gain something from that experience that, you know, going, like you said, going further, you know, like, trying to connect with God more,
yeah,
during these times. So I feel like, and then we're trying to receive something from that, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that's the kind of perspective that we want to share with the people here right now, is that this is kind of the idea. It's of, like, observing these holiday times. Once again, reiterating the point. You know, it's like, hey, observe these times, step out in faith, because that's the only thing that pleases God, man. The only thing that pleases God is, like, us stepping out in faith and believing, whether it's on a holiday or just in normal everyday life. Because that's one of the main things that I feel like the 144,000, the chosen people of God, are going to exhibit. They're going to exhibit great faith, and they're going to have stories to tell that are going to verify
their faith,
of that faith. And they're undeniable. People are like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what? I mean, they were just telling the truth.
But people don't even care, though. People don't even want to hear that kind of stuff, because it's not what their itching ears want to hear, because it says in the last days, people are going to only be interested in what their itching ears want to hear.
Yeah.
They're not going to be interested in what's truthful, what's, like, good, that, like, proves God. You're, like, a, you know, they're not going to be interested in that kind of stuff.
They're interested in the next hot celebrity.
Yeah, the next earthly
fucking
douchebag.
Elon Musk.
Or, yeah, or Mark Fuckerberg or something.
Yeah, dude. Just horseshit, dude. We ask
horseshit me. Nonsense, yeah. Who's that dude with the Daisy Dukes on? This dumb shit. It's all good, though, man. We don't need the validation. See, the people who are incorporating soul and spirit together in unison, the Mysterium Conjunctionis in Latin, as it's called. You can translate that if you want. The Mysterium Oppositorum, too. Like, the conjunction of opposites.
I took 3 years of Latin in high school, and I couldn't say the first thing.
I took Mexican or Spanish or whatever it is, and I couldn't tell you the first thing either, so we're on the same page. It was high school. It's, you know, we weren't interested in
becoming learning
at all. We're interested in being gangster thugs, partying every Friday night and Saturday night, and
letting it loose.
Yeah, just that's what we were doing.
Getting down, we get down.
Until we ate a lot of LSD one night and had a vision with God.
Boy, I had too much booze and wrecked my car.
Actually, you didn't wreck it. It was the guy who was driving the car.
No, that was my first major fucking car accident.
Oh, that's right.
The second one that broke out my brain injury.
Yep.
That's fucking crazy that I didn't get the brain injury the first time I wrecked that hard. The estimated speed
75
of our car when it hit the house was like 65 miles an hour.
Oh, so it was pretty close.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, we still don't even know if anybody was killed in that. It did hit, like it was elderly people who lived in that house, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if somebody got killed or something in there. It was just, like, crazy, though, dude. Just, I think it hit, like, the bedroom, too.
No got killed.
I don't know, but I think it hit the bedroom and something. It was just like, are you kidding me, dude?
A part of me got killed.
Oh, man. Then you, like, basically did die in the second accident.
Yeah.
And they were resurrected because of, like, technological advancements in God. Medical.
God.
Nah, it was just God. It's like, once again, like, we acknowledge God in this. It's like, really, like, that you're alive. I mean, it's like, jeez, yeah. Dude. Like, I mean, seriously, it's going back to that, really. Coming first full circle here. Talking about a story here. Hanukkah story. From 2020. I awoke to cops surrounding the premises of where I live. It was the day of Hanukkah, but it wasn't technically the first day of Hanukkah because Hanukkah began at sundown of this day. But technically, it was the first day of Hanukkah. But just Hanukkah begins like halfway through the day.
And this is at your house?
No, this is at my parents' house.
Oh, yeah.
I was like at my parents' house for Hanukkah, and I like awoke, and there was like cops surrounding the premises. And so I was like, what the heck, dude? I knew what had happened. It was like the guy that was living behind my parents' house was like having some like domestic violence issues with his girlfriend there.
Oh, man.
Because he was like, went to jail like I think a week before this incident or 2 weeks or something. Oh. So he had like already kind of snapped. And, and then when I saw the cops, I was like, oh, it has to be him.
Yeah.
You know? And I just thought, like, this is so crazy because it's like Hanukkah, dude. It's just like, Hanukkah's about to begin here in a couple hours, and I'm just like, dude.
Uh-huh.
I was like, this guy did it again, and now it's like big time. It's like, did they shoot him or something? I'm like, what the heck happened, dude? I'm like, I'm just like waking up to this shit, and I'm like, what is going on? I got cops in my yard. I like go upstairs. There's like three cops in my backyard with assault rifles in their hand. I see on the block behind me that there's a SWAT team rig with a fucking sniper rifle guy atop the... And then there's another SWAT team guy like positioned right in front of the house.
With the machine gun?
I don't know if it was a machine gun or a sniper rifle or what, but it was just like, to me, it was just like, it's not good for this guy, dude. It's like, I didn't know if I'd already taken him out or like what exactly had happened. But then when I was like in the upstairs kitchen area, I could see him walking around in the upstairs area. He was just like walking around, like pacing kind of upstairs, you know, like. He, like, released the hostage, his girlfriend.
The house did have a good corridor to walk in the circle.
Yeah.
I used to live in the house.
Well, the house across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had good view of that house.
Oh. yeah, never mind. Yeah, that's...
It does have a nice sunroom, though.
It does.
Yeah, I think that's what you're talking about, more or less, right?
Well, my old house had...
Your old house had a nice sunroof, too.
Yeah.
For those of you who obviously don't know, Riley lived across the street from my parents' house. That's how I know Riley, so he's my neighbor. So, anyway, we're describing this incident. I'm trying to tell him about what happened right across the street from the house from which he lived on Hanukkah, which was this SWAT team incident where this, apparently what had happened is this guy's girlfriend had his car that he had been customizing all summer long repossessed, and he was like super pissed about it and like went back to his girlfriend's house when he got released from jail or something and threatened to kill her and caused this huge ruckus with the cops and SWAT team units, and I couldn't even leave my house. But you know what I did? Eventually I got to the point where I was like, well, I can't leave my house. I was like, this is the first day of Hanukkah. I was just thinking to myself, and I'm like, I don't really think it's going to be a very good vibe if they take this guy out. Because they were like, it seemed like to me, the way they were positioned and everything, they were ready to shoot this guy. Like, this guy's just some, like the kind of guy that killed at Walmart. You know, some homeless hooligan kind of guy, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, but I was like, dude, this is going to be lame if they, like, if I'm, like, here when I hear the gunshots ringing out from the cops that are trigger happy to try to kill this lowlife, you know? It's like, it's just going to be, like, a bad vibe going into Hanukkah for me. So I just, like, went out. Well, I didn't go outside, but I was, like, went into the kitchen area as close as I could to the window of the door in the kitchen that leads to the patio on the back.
Yeah.
And I just started like praying, dude. Prayed to God for this guy. Because I was like, you know what? Like, I don't want this guy to die, like, right before Hanukkah begins. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was just like, I actually started just like praying, dude. And like, I have these cops with like assault rifles drawn, like, in my backyard. And they're like looking at me, like, as I'm like, got my hand reached over to the, over to his, like, house. You know, just, like, praying, like, that they wouldn't, like, you know, kill him, you know, or whatever. Like, get trigger happy and try to take him out or something. Or he would do something to provoke them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I did, dude.
Probably the move.
Yeah, and, like, he ended up surrendering shortly after.
Well, maybe a present.
I don't know. I kind of feel like it might have. I kind of hope it did, you know? And now he's like, he surrendered and like went to jail or whatever, or prison for like a couple years for that. And now he's like released and he's like living at the house again and he's like doing a decent job now. You know? And he's got a car just like the one that he had repossessed, and he's like back with the same chick and he seems to be doing all right. So, it's kind of a weird scenario, but it just makes you wonder. And the funny thing is about all this is that, like, I really didn't like this guy. Because he's kind of like, acts like kind of like a hard kind of, like, gangster kind of guy, you know what I mean? Like, he thinks he's hard, you know? And I don't really like that kind of, like... I don't really like that, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't like the kind of persona.
We're just talking about the guy that's away.
Yeah, it's like, it's just that kind of like unfriendly, same hard friendly. Kind of. Yeah, it's the same kind of vibe. It's just an unfriendly, kind of like hard hearted kind of.
How hard?
Mentality. And it's just like, yeah, and it's just. And so I didn't really like that about him, but even in the midst of like this adversity where it's like, I could have been like channeling energy to shoot him. Like, yeah, like. Somebody get trigger happy and take him out. Or like, yeah, you do something to get yourself, you know, like, could have been trying to, like, some people might have done that kind of stuff, you know. It's like, oh, I hope they shoot him or something, you know what I mean? Could have been, like, wanting to see something bad happen to him, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, really? I was like, when it the rubber met the road, like, I was actually, like, praying for this guy. And he was like, even though I don't really like him. I was like, this guy's still my neighbor. Literally my neighbor. But he's also my neighbor in the eyes of God. God views him as my neighbor. And I don't want to see harm come upon them because, I have to say, like, this car that he was customizing, he did a fucking really good job on it. I watched him all summer long, dude, work on this car diligently. And I was like, it impressed me. To the point where I was like, when the rubber met the road, dude, where I had cops breathing down his neck, ready to take him out. I feel like, dude, I was like there for him. I was like, love you, brother. I don't want to see harm come upon you on Hanukkah, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I pray you surrender and just like end this peacefully, you know what I mean? And it ended up working out like that.
Nice.
And we went into Hanukkah on that night. I was snorting some of that fucking good coke that we got. Celebrating off my stimulus money from coronavirus.
I love it. That's good stuff, man.
Yeah, there was a couple of episodes that Riley and I did high on cocaine, so it was good cocaine, too. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Whoa. A couple episodes yet to have been recorded.
That have yet to be recorded?
Yeah.
Probably. But, nevertheless, say, we're trying to give examples of being lovers of our neighbors and lovers of God at the same time. I feel like it's a good example of a story. And it all is centered around Hanukkah. So I think that's cool.
Well,
I think it's a good story. I think that's what people need to hear on Hanukkah. They need to be tuning into this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, good story.
It's like we're talking about our last episode, like, you know, being like, why do we observe the holidays? Like, posing the question, like, why do we observe the holidays anyway? Like, is it just like so people can give gifts and receive, you know, from people? Like, oh, thank you. I want to be given gifts. I'm special. Because it seems like that's what all these gift-giving Christmas stuff is all about. It's about people, like, receiving. It's all about receiving from others. It's like they're only interested about receiving from others. They don't want to give to others. They just want to receive from others.
Yeah.
It's very self-centered, dude.
What do you have for me?
Yeah, exactly. What do you have for me on these holidays? We have this. We have this story. We have this knowledge we're imparting. I feel like that's a good gift. Are you listening? Do you care?
Certain people, I don't even feel like it's holidays. I was talking to this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was explaining how my caregiver would be here soon.
Yeah?
And she's like, what do I have for you? And to me, that just kind of went around. Because I was like, why would a caregiver have something for me?
Yeah. She was just looking at it from the perspective of, like, well, what does that person have to offer you? Like, what is this worth to you?
She was, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, why are you going to waste your time with this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's that same kind of idea, though. It's like the idea of, what does this person have to offer you? Like, why are you wasting your time?
Basically, I was wondering then what she thought of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
She wants something for me.
Yeah. She was like, well, what do I then have to offer you then? If you're thinking along these lines.
What did I crap talk?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just, we shouldn't have to offer anybody anything. I mean,
no, and
not that I'm, like, against helping people, but it's just like, why do I have to offer somebody something everywhere I go? Or to everybody that I meet?
And the whole thing with these girls online and my dating feature.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just, I mean, yeah.
They all want gas money.
Yep.
All of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've talked to a couple girls who said they would pay for everything to come see me.
Yep.
And never heard back.
I just think that online stuff, you can't trust it, dude.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, it's really just like a disclaimer for people. Like, online stuff, I don't know. I don't think so, dude. I don't think you can get too involved in that kind of stuff. It's really, it's got to be face-to-face, I feel like.
It has to be with that kind of connection.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't really know exactly how people connect anymore in this kind of a, to be perfectly honest. I don't really know, but because, like we're saying, I mean, the culture and society is so based upon pleasure and self. It's like, how does a society function after, in the midst of that kind of predicament, kind of, this is a byproduct of it, and is this really good? Is this really good for people?
And to see these girls who write their fucking paragraph about their just loving themselves. And now they only want the best for themselves.
It's all about them.
Everything.
It's not about being like a loving mother or
nothing,
or a loving wife or
loving neighbor.
No, not loving or nothing about God, obviously, in that paragraph.
Yeah.
No. Nothing there. I didn't think so. It's true, though, and that's why we have to come against it, you know, because really, that's a lie. For women to think along those lines, and for people to think along those lines, is not positive for the collective whole of mankind.
Right.
The collective consciousness and collective unconscious, it's not positive. It's not good, you know, and that's why, you know, we need to, like, come against it, you know, we need to come against this mentality. And bring it all up and bring it to light. And that, you know, it's just, it's about love, dude. It's about, like, having a, I feel like it's about having a special connection to somebody as opposed to just using people to promote your own self-satisfaction or something. It's like, what's that?
Well, I think one thing to promote your own motivation, but it's another thing to want something bad.
Well, I don't know if people who are lovers of themselves and pleasures are necessarily wanting anything bad. They're just loving themselves.
Yeah.
But that is bad.
And that's kind of a closed dome sort of mentality.
It is. It's not, it's just not positive for the collective, I feel like, for everybody to start associating themselves under that kind of perspective.
Yeah.
You know, it's about loving our neighbors, loving God, you know, and having self-control and coming out of the animal, coming out of the selfish ego,
It's really what it is. When we're talking about combining the soul and the spirit together, like we keep on been talking about, like for a full consciousness, the super consciousness, like to think along the lines of like yourself, all about you and your personal, you know, glorification or your personal pleasures, or, you know, that's just not, that's of the ego. It's not about the ego and the soul combining as one. It's all about just you. And that's what we have to come against. Like, it's like when you combine the soul and the spirit, that's when you're really, I feel, like ready to embrace, you know, spiritual living and embracing others more and seeking more of like love of like one special person. Like, we're talking about commitments to people, like being like focused on one, like in our last episode, we're talking about that one
love of God.
Well, the focus of just like one particular thing, like staying true to one thing, you know what I mean? As opposed to being scatterbrained into all these different directions. You were talking about being focused and like sticking with things.
To God or what?
Well, just to like integrity to one particular person or one particular business, or, you know, just being focused on making one thing good, you know, as opposed to just like going in all these different directions. Like a relationship or anything, just like people's mentalities themselves, they're constantly potentially able to be brought in all these different directions, you know, because of the kind of society and culture we live in. And it's hard to stay focused on one particular thing, one particular subject, one particular person, one particular job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just feel like for somebody to have the ability to stick with one thing, one particular thing, one particular person, you know, it's just, that takes focus. That takes, it's hard to do.
It takes more than focus. It takes the ability to concentrate on one thing.
Yeah, and I think self-control is another thing, too. You gotta have self-control to stick with one thing, with one person.
Yeah, because there's constantly stuff coming in.
Yeah, to distract you, yeah. And distract your focus, your attention.
Clear the view.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like we need to establish this back into our culture and society. Is like we need to start thinking more along these lines as opposed to the scatterbrain mentality. We're back. Live. Are you there? Do you hear us? Do you feel us? Because we're back.
To attack.
Attack your crack. Smoke some crack.
Smoke lots of crack.
And attack back.
No, it's not. It's not Build Back Better. This is not the Joe Biden fucking podcast.
Nope, it's not. Nope. It's the ANC.
And this news corporation.
Yep. We're on our third episode. I don't really care right now anymore.
Few beers later.
Just honking one out for you. Those craving a third episode. What's that?
It is.
Indeed. We're just hanging out right now, actually. It's a hangout episode. I'm trying something different. Where you hang out. We're just chilling here. Listen to music. In the zone. Honking it out.
Loving life.
Yes. Living and loving life. Hanging out. Honking one out on Hanukkah. Honkaka.
How about Hanukkit?
It sounds like you're saying Hanukkit.
As opposed to Hanukkant.
Hanukkant?
As opposed to Hanukkant.
Hanukkah, Hanukkant? Hanukkant? Is that what you're trying to say?
Confused myself.
Hanukkah. It sounds like a decoration or something for Hanukkah. Do you have the Hanukkah? Surely you brought the Hanukkah.
Oh,
did you
no.
not? Did you not bring the Hanukkah?
There's multiple Hanukkahs.
Plural. Hanukkahs. The decorations. Yep, it is. Fortunately, it's the decorations for Hanukkah. They're called Hanukkahs. We have the Hanukkahs though here.
I think that's the name for episode.
Hanukkahs.
Yeah.
Hop, how about Hopworks Hanukkahs?
Okay.
Hopworks Hanukkahs. This is definitely a Hopworks kind of night. Hope you guys are enjoying it here in the club. Clubbing it out here on Hanukkah. With our Hanukkahs. Got our Hanukkahs here in the club.
Probably eventually we'll be doing this on YouTube. And then you can see all we're fucking retarded little dances and stuff with.
Here in the club. Clubbing it out.
Here on the set.
Here on the set. In the club. With our Hopworks Hanukkahs. Clubbing tough. Do we have anything worth to partake of Any knowledge we want to impart?
Just that you kinda have to go with the flow.
Okay.
You can't really...
Talk about the petty, Riley.
Stuff doesn't work out how you planned it.
Yep.
Mostly.
What about the petty? You want to talk about the petty?
I haven't been under petty attack for the last few days, so I don't have much. But you have.
Kind of. We encountered an unfortunate circumstance in the parking lot. Where it seems to be either a bird shit on my car or somebody spit on my car on the holidays, which is very, very not cool. You might say somebody's trying to partake of the holiday spirit, having someone's car door spit on with what seems to be flaxseed in the spit does not seem like bird spit poop. I just feel that it's kind of an attack on the holidays, kind of a disrespectful deed from a neighbor. Not a very nice thing. I understand what they thought. I parked in the handicapped spot, which I always park in. I just didn't have the time to get the handicapped parking spot
pass
on my car yet, and these people spit on my door because their hearts are cold and wicked.
It makes them feel better.
It does, because they're just losers. Ultimately, only a loser would do something like that. Somebody who's a man of God or a woman of God would not spit on someone's car. They need to have the facts straight before they make a decision like that.
Well, we're getting the facts straight. Did someone really spit on a car?
It seems to be so, yes. Either it was a bird who took a dump in this winter weather. There's not many birds out right now. Maybe.
So birds don't take shit in the winter?
I think birds are kind of like, aren't birds kind of like doing what bears do? Like at this time of year?
Hibernate?
Yeah, aren't they kind of like hibernating right now? Because I just don't see a lot of birds right now out for some reason. I don't hear them chirping, and I just like, it's like a different kind of season. It's like a lot of wildlife and stuff is kind of more like hunkered down, I feel like. They're not really going out when it's snowing and shit.
We have a lot of birds around here. I hear every morning.
Okay. Well, maybe there is some birds. I'm just not seeing them for some reason. I just feel like that's why I feel it was more a spit from a person who felt like I was parking in a handicapped spot that I shouldn't have been parking at. And they looked at the nice car that I had and the piece of shit that they drove, and they thought that, like, oh, this person's an asshole. I'm going to spit on their car because I'm a cold-hearted person. As opposed to a bird who just needs to take a shit in the winter.
I think that the myth I think you're worrying about the too much.
All I know, Riley, is that when I came in here to bring the refreshments into the refrigerator of your place here, I came back out
I was in here for about maybe less than 5 minutes, and there was brown stuff, little splotches on my window, on the top of my door, and another one on the bottom of my door.
All over?
Kind of, yes. And I just don't feel like it was a bird that just crapped. And
no, that doesn't sound like a bird shit.
Not really. It sounds like someone who spit, like, multiple times on my car. That's what it seems like to me. Because I thought that I was parking inappropriately in a handicapped spot.
Well, it seems like that wasn't bird shit.
Yes, exactly, and that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm upset. Because these people need to have, once again, their facts straight. Because you need to know that, like, I park here every time I come here, and I just didn't have the pass yet on my fucking...
But we're not gonna let this get us down to bothers, right?
No, we're not. We're just bringing it to light. We're just bringing it to light. We've already done our podcast.
Because no matter their motivation, they don't have the power to...
Stop us.
Stop us, consume...
Hurt us.
Consume us.
No, not at all. That's right. And that's a good point that you make. Yes, I appreciate that, brother. Indeed. We're not going to dwell on it. We're just going to bring it to light. We're just going to say, hey... These kind of people, I don't care. You don't just do some of this. You need to have their facts straight before you spit on someone's car just because you think they're parking inappropriately in a handicapped spot. You might come to find out there's a handicapped person living in there, and that person parks in their spot, actually parks there every Wednesday and Thursday or whatever the heck. Well, Wednesday and Sunday or whatever. Multiple times a week. And I didn't have my pass yet. I mean, it's like, what if I came out and you're in the midst of spitting on my car as I have this handicap pass here? Then I'm about ready to hang from my mirror, you know what I mean?
Then what?
You're going to feel pretty stupid about yourself. Because you jumped to conclusions about something that you really didn't have your facts straight on. I think that's the way a lot of people operate these days. They don't have their facts straight on a lot of stuff. You got every fact straight. And that's really what I think this episode is really about. It's really starting to... I'm really starting to feel it right now. I'm feeling this real good.
Uh-huh.
You got every fact straight.
You got to.
This is bullshit. You got every fact straight. Please.